You're going to smell my onion breath.
Anna, what do you reckon about going outside today?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm a minus 12.
No, we're just popping our head out the window, deciding if we want to go. I mean, it's been raining all morning. Oh, there's a window cleaner over there.
It's a bit windy. I'd go in next door's hot tub.
I'm not sure.
No.
Should we just stay in today?
Yeah, let's sack it off.
Look, you can see the chimney's blasting over there. Oh. Someone's got the heating on.
The trees are swaying in the background. Oh, look at that grey cloud. Nope. Let's go in.
All right, we're staying in today, guys.
I've got to close the window. Oh, God.
No, it's okay.
I wasn't sure if that was like...
All right. Guys, welcome to the podcast today. Frankly, it's a little bit chilly, but, you know, we still want to get the body magic in. So today we are just going to think of some other ways that maybe we can get the activity in.
Yes.
Because let's face it. If you're Anna Mangan and you look outside on the day like today, you're not really feeling it.
Yes, I am what's called a fair weather walker. Any sort of activity, if I can stay in my home or maybe do it within the comfort of my car, I'm happy. But
I get you. I think today is one of those days. Yeah. There's a line to be drawn.
Yeah, I mean, you're far more adventurous than I am. But if I can do it inside, I know I'm going to do it. If I go outside, I'll find myself in the nearest coffee shop.
Yeah. So anyway, today we are going to recap because a lot of you will have started Body Magic Awards. You'll be thinking about, I want to keep moving in order to help, you know, my weight loss. And we know there are so many benefits to exercise, to body magic, to moving, and how that can just really help improve your health, your mental health, your physical health. So it's always good to kind of reset and just think, right, different season.
Yes.
We want to keep up these good habits that we've started. Many of you have joined us on our step challenge this year. So how can you do this when the weather changes? I mean, a lot of people, it can be about feeling safe. You know, when it's dark outside, it's cold, it's rainy. As particularly if you're a lone woman, you don't want to go walking dark streets on your own just to go for the sake of a walk. So actually, are there other things that you can maybe do? Is this an opportunity for you to maybe try and switch it up? Are there other things that maybe you've kind of had in the back of your mind that you want to try? So we're going to talk through that. We've got a brilliant article, which if you're a member, you can go into the members area on your app, or if you're on Lifeline Online using your computer, and you can read it. It's called 15 Ways to Keep Moving This Winter. We're going to run through some of the points in this article, but there's loads of links on this. There's more like links to online activity videos, to workouts online. So if you want to go a bit deeper into some of the things we're saying, this is something you want to work at, go and find that article, 15 Ways to Keep Moving This Winter. So let's kind of look at the first point, Anna, right, is it may be cold outside, but you don't need to be. The fact that actually just accepting that you can stay inside if you want, or you could also just put the right clothing on. As my neighbour says, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
That was ringing in my ears as I was coming to you today. She's going to say to me, Anna, it's raining, but there's no such thing as bad weather, it's bad clothing. And I think that's really key, getting a warm pair of gloves on, some earmuffs, getting warm socks on, like, so that you are prepared. Because I think, you know, a lovely brisk winter or autumn walk can be lovely, can't it? But it's nothing worse than if you're feeling soggy and cold. So get the right gear.
Yeah. The other thing is, look out for deals that are on offer for local gyms, be it your local leisure centre. There can be some deals where they give you a few weeks for free or a discount. So have a look and see, is there any of these offers? And that's a great way to kind of meet other people. There's classes, there's things that you can do on your own for working out. Maybe you might want to look at weightlifting or yoga or just trying different things. So definitely see, are there any offers? Quite a lot of gyms will just let you pay for a class.
And then
you can decide if you want to join.
There's also a lot of different councils do referral schemes, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, get investigating. Don't just think, you know, the gym's a really expensive place, because now there are lots of cost saving ways to do it, aren't there?
Yeah, the other thing is about our mindset, because I think quite often we can slip into those negative spirals of it's dark outside,
yeah,
it's raining, such and such a program is on, or, you know, I've finished work late, those kind of things. But they talk about in this article as point number three about using something called reframing.
I love this. It's like where you counterbalance the argument, isn't it? I've got a negative, let's find a positive to it. It can be a really, really interesting technique. I've used it with my little girl and with anxiety, but and I've never thought of doing it with like this. But how clever is it? You know, when it's saying like my favourite program's on, Strictly's on, well, the positive is the gym's going to be empty because everybody's going to be watching that. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something that you then feel like, oh, I'm missing out. So flipping things like it's raining, a positive is loads of people will be sitting on their sofa and you aren't, which makes you awesome. I love that. I would also say sitting on your sofa does make you equally as awesome. But again, thinking about those stoppers that you've got and then spinning something on it that was positive. Actually, I have started to get up earlier in the morning to be active before my house wakes up. And that was a real chore before, like, oh, I need extra time in bed. But actually what it's meant is that I've done my activity and I actually feel really like fresh and motivated for the morning ahead. So spinning on its head, actually, what would I be doing? I'd be having an extra half an hour in bed and probably be scrolling social media or something rubbish. So yeah, reframing is very clever.
Let's do something that is free. Yeah. And that you don't have to pay for. So yes, going walking for 30 minutes 5 days a week, this level of moderate activity could reduce your risk of catching a cold, which I thought was really interesting. So we talk again, you know, about the health benefits of body magic.
Yeah.
So you kind of know the list off by heart, don't you? Go on, hit us with the reasons why.
Things like body magic are going to help your mental health. They're going to help tone up. They're going to create lean muscle. They're going to reduce your risks of things like diabetes, weight-related cancers, helps with your joints. I mean, the list is endless of what body magic does. And it can give you that boost to your weight loss as well, can't it? There is no bad thing that activity does.
Yeah, including really helping you not catch a cold.
Exactly.
So, as long as you're wearing the right clothing.
Yes. Also, I always think, like, I try and be active. I talked about this before. When I am emotional, stressed, most likely to be picking because I know I'm away from the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, if you are someone who is worried about getting out on your own at night, then find someone, a fellow Slimming World member that you could maybe buddy up. And you go for a walk
really
together.
Good. Yeah, and like I'm trying to do it now. All my social events used to be around food. And it's kind of saying, actually, what can I do with my mates? Well, actually, we can go to the park and have a lovely walk. Or we can meet up and go for a stroll. So again, you know, could it be going to Zumba with your friend or something like that? Good idea.
Yeah. Now, this is an interesting one. It talks about writing a commitment contract.
Yes.
Here's how to do it. Think of all the things that might mean you don't want to exercise in winter and write a list. Of those, decide which ones don't bother you too much and which ones you really can't bear. So if you don't mind the cold, but you hate rain, tick, I will go for a walk if it's chilly, and cross out, I will go out when it's raining. And when you have between 5 and 10 things you're happy to commit to, write them out as a positive list. Put them on the fridge. And then you stick to them. I mean, what type of things would you have in your commitment contracts?
I love the way she looked at me.
Yeah, like that. I was trying to think like this, and I was like, actually, I often have to, in my gym, book my classes 7 days in advance.
Yeah.
So I book them 7 days in advance, and I put them in my diary, and it's a way of, I've booked, it's in my diary, I will go to that event.
Yeah. Simple things like, for me, it's the commitment to get organised. So actually getting my athleisure wear out the night before, so it's there. Like, I've got a fold up walking pad, but unfolding it the night before so it's done. I've started to do things like park the car at school and then walk back home and then walk back. So make sure that I've been organised enough so that I can leave the car there and I don't need to go and do a food shop of 16 bags. But also commit to doing something each day. I think that's what would have to be in my contract. Like, don't just skip it because you feel a bit rubbish. Like, make the commitment to do something every day and enjoy it. I meet so many people who are like, but I don't like this and I don't like that and I don't like that. But there'll be something you like. So go and find, is it, you know, playing volleyball. I don't know. volleyball. I don't know where that sprung to my head. But I remember we did a podcast, didn't we? And do you remember we were playing table tennis? And I'd always thought, oh God, I hate table tennis. But actually, it was so much fun when we did it. We had a proper laugh and then it was done. So yeah, I think fun would be top of my contract.
This is interesting here where it says, do you find it hard to leave the house once you get home or you've logged off for the day? Yes. I like the interesting suggestion they put here about covering up the TV with your workout gear. But I suppose the thing is, as well as this commitment contract, it is about making, for me, it's like about a visual cue. Mm. So if my trainers are there, if my bag is packed, yes, if my workout gear is laid out ready for me to just put on, then, and actually sometimes I just work in my workout gear and I 100%. Think, well, I'm already wearing it.
Yeah.
All I've got to do is put my shoes on and just leave the house.
Totally.
And I think that's something that maybe people don't always think about.
No.
There are so many little, if you've got quite a few little hurdles, it's like, well, how can I simplify this?
Yeah, and kind of knowing that they are hurdles. When I used to work in an office and like do the 9 to 5 or 9 to 9 type thing, I would have my gym kit in the boot of my car so that I didn't need to have an excuse to go home. Actually, do you know, going for a swim before work was really good. Also getting to know yourself, like one of the things here is like doing it, but you know, jumping out of bed and doing it, knowing that if you go and do it straight away, for a lot of people can be the best time to do it. So finding out what normally stops you and then tipping it on its head is a really great way to do it.
Yeah. I'd also say, like, the other thing that is on the flip side of that, if you are, you know, wanting to just get out and go after, you know, you finish work or you're getting out in the morning, then have something to look forward to,
yeah,
when you come home. You know, a hot shower, a hot bath, maybe with the bubbles in. It could be like you've got, I have a really simple thing that I love to do. I like to put my pyjamas on the radiators.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that to you, Claire. Like,
it only keeps warm for a little bit, but there's nothing better than a warm pair of pants.
Oh my God, my mum used to do that. I do that for days, but there's something so decadent. I put my socks on there as well. Oh, yes.
But that's interesting because I think a lot of people, the old habit would be, I've been an exercise, therefore I can have a food treat.
Yes.
And this is part of the, we're building great habits here, and maybe a habit that hasn't been helpful is we reward ourselves with food after exercise. And I suppose what we're trying to think about with the food optimizing plan is building these good behaviors, these good habits, and rewarding ourselves in treats that are going to be helpful and support us to continue those habits. So it might be that maybe you've batch cooked some food so you haven't got to cook when you've been out to a class.
And again, I think knowing that this is part of your plan, you might be really good at prepping your food and all of that, but are you good at prepping to be active? And again, remember the benefit. There's something on here that says setting a motivating photo as your phone screensaver so you'll see it. Again, that doesn't have to be a picture of you in a bikini from 15 years ago. It could be the picture of a hill you want to walk up or something like that. But so that you constantly get a reminder of why, because sometimes if you're finding it another chore, you think, I just can't do it. But if you then have your like brain pricked a little bit to say, actually, this is why, it will keep you going.
Look what mine is at the moment. That is...
I just have a
photo of me from a couple of years ago when I was right in my Target.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I was just really fit and I feel like my face looks different.
You are smiling in that.
I look
vibrant.
So happy. And I think I just needed that to put on my screen to be like, I want to kind of get back to feeling that.
Like
I feel a little bit off at the moment, and that's what I want to aim for.
You want to feel good again. Yeah. And again, catch out if you're someone who's putting a lot of pressure to achieve the awards and all of that. The feeling can be such a motivator. Actually, I want to feel fitter. I want to sleep better. I want to feel happier and get pulled in by that.
I think really key.
Let's talk about something else which isn't really gone into detail in this article, is that as part of your Slim and Willed membership, you do actually get access to activity videos.
Mm-hmm.
And they are excellent in that there's so many different ones. We're just on Lifeline online, so you can hear my mouse clicking in the background. The different topics are cardio, building strength, balance and flexibility, dance and cool down, and they can be broken down as short as 5 minute chunks. Mm-hmm. There can be some seated ones if you're, you know, not as mobile or you're not feeling like
injury,
you know, you've got an injury, exactly. And they can be built, like they go 5, 10, 50 minutes, 30 minutes. They can be added on if you're working towards a Body Magic Award. You can add them to your planner. And so me and Anna have done a few of these, but today we are going to do one which we will film and we'll stick on our Instagram at Slimmer World Podcast, which is called Get the Party Started.
I mean, did we didn't
I feel like I want to say that with a Manc accent, though.
Get the party...
No, get the party started. Do you know what I mean? I just, whenever I hear party, it makes you think Shameless. And we do live in Manchester. Yeah. So.
A little thing that helps me, because I am quite nervous with new activity and stuff. Like, if this is you, I haven't done it today, actually, but I watch them first so I know what to expect. So, again, that's a great thing if you're a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Watch it. Challenge yourself. And they're so much fun. You never regret doing them, do you?
I mean, it says here that our activity videos are suitable for all levels of fitness and mobility. If you've recently had a hip or knee replacement or undergone any abdominal surgery, these exercises will help you build up your activity level. So let's check with your healthcare provider before getting started on the next exercise program. And I think what a lot of people don't necessarily realize with Slimming World is that it's not just about what food you eat, it's about the behavioral support, it's about the habits, about the group, the community support. And I think, you know, it's been like a year and a half, maybe 2 years now since they've added in a physical kind of element of the package with these activity videos, that, you know, if you are finding things a bit tough with the cost of living, particularly as, you know, we get cold and our heating bills are going to go up, then maybe this is a way that you can keep active. You can do it from the comfort of your own living room. You can do it even if you just got 5 minutes. And that is the doorbell. Anna!
That is the doorbell. Claire's running.
I've got to go.
She's doing her activity. She's got 47 steps. Come on, Claire. You're fit. You can make it. Has she made it? She's left me with the microphone. Oh, my God, she's done it. I'm never allowed to be left with the microphone. I'm not allowed to touch it, guys. So I feel like I could prank her, but she will have to listen to it. You'll be glad to know. She's made it to the door, and she will be back soon. She will have got a Body Magic Award, I reckon, by the time she gets to the top of her stairs.
This has been Slimming World Podcast episode. My headphone is wrapped around my chair.
Her lung is downstairs. Poor asthmatic Claire.
I missed the postman.
Oh, no, you didn't miss him.
No, the other day.
Oh, okay.
But I made it today.
Okay.
Elsa was going to have to drive all the way to Hyde to get me coffee.
Oh, no. She got a coffee.
So anyway, that is how you can stay active. Me and Anna are now going to film an activity video.
If Claire doesn't have a heart attack.
And you can watch that on Instagram. I've got one comment that I need to read.
Do you want me to read?
No. It's fine. I'm going to just crash down.
Do you remember the episode we did when Margaret's doorbell went in the middle?
Yeah, but it's Margaret, it's not me, is
no.
it? Okay, practice what we preach. Right, we had a really, really wicked comment from Linda. Linda messaged us in January of this year.
She's amazing.
And Linda said that she'd walk 3 miles whilst listening to our podcast. And even more, that she could move more this winter. She felt energised, and she goes to Zena Marshall's group in Springfield Park, Forest Hall, Newcastle.
Aww.
At that point in January, she'd lost 5 stone at 11.5 pounds. And she was looking to get her 6 stone award. She said she never used to do exercise. However, she started walking, listening to music, Zumba, Aquafit, swimming, even joined the gym, and is loving it. And it's definitely helping her as she loses weight. Linda sent us a message only a couple of weeks ago.
This is brilliant.
As a follow-on. She says, I've now nearly lost 9 stone. I've reversed my diabetes. The problem I had with my feet and ankles, which were going to require surgery, well, I went to see my consultant, and because of my weight loss and my ability to exercise, I no longer need surgery.
Oh.
My life has totally been transformed thanks to Slimming World.
Oh, so, well
done. You know what? If you were feeling like you were a little bit down, you needed that mojo of why you need to keep moving this winter, think of Linda.
Yeah.
Think of, you know, whatever you need out of that list of 15 things. Go read that article and find what's going to work for you, because it's important.
Yeah, find that motivator, because you won't regret it. You really, really won't.
Right, I'm going to go lie down.
Do you need the inhaler? You okay?
I'm fine. You guys have a great week, and we will be back next week. We are doing a members episode, which is where, thanks to an Instagram poll, we asked our listeners to vote out of 12 different speed-free vegetables. And the winners were butternut squash, Brussels sprouts, and some interesting mushrooms. Next week, me and Anna are going to do a cook-off. So do check out. If you're not a member and you want to kind of find out what happened, keep an eye on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. But yeah, speak to you all very soon.
Bye for now.